Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is the third of three interns from the Frontier District 4-H Department. And this is Haley Gillespie, and she is working out of the office in Garnett. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine, thank you. You are one of three interns, and I know you've been really busy this summer with a lot of different things. But let's start with your experience in 4-H, and what got you interested in being an intern? Can you tell us a little about your life in 4-H, earlier in life, and then how you got to be an intern this summer?
I come from a very strong 4-H and FFA background, and I did 4-H from the time that I could join. I participated in so many different projects, it's hard to keep track of them even after I'm done with it. But I was mostly interested in the sheep project, which I still raise sheep to this day. I saw the opportunity for a summer job through the Kansas Research and Extension Program, and I just thought it would be a great way to be in 4-H still and offer some activity to the kids.
Now, does this help you with your career goals, this summer internship?
Yeah, I would say that it does help with my career goals. I wouldn't say that I necessarily have it narrowed down, but I'm definitely interested in staying in the agriculture industry, and I know that this will help me in the long run.
I know you and the other interns have been quite busy. I know you have one project in particular that you've been working on, and it's basically a bike and read program. Can you tell us how that's been going?
Well, the program has been going well. We've done a lot of planning for this activity. I know that on Monday, we actually had our first experience with the kids in Ottawa, and it's basically spread out a lot through this month, and we will go on the trails, explore some nature, and do some bicycle safety activities with the kids, so it'll be a lot of fun.
How many people did you have at the event in Ottawa?
We only had two kids signed up for the Monday event, but we should have some more throughout the rest of the week.
As it gets a little bit more publicized?
Yeah, I think if we get some more people to share information about this, we should get more kids to sign up.
I'm sure one thing that you're getting excited about is we're just about 3 weeks or so from the start of fair season. What does that mean to you, and what will you and your fellow interns be doing during the fairs?
I know that with fairs so far away until this point that we haven't done a ton of planning for that, but I know that all of us interns do plan to do something during the fair, and we are very excited to spend some time with youth and the 4-H kids.
To conclude here, what would you tell somebody out there who is maybe thinking about becoming a 4-H'er but hasn't really done that yet? How would you counsel them?
I would tell any kid that was interested in being 4-H that it's a great opportunity to have, and you might not think it in the moment, but it opens so many doors of opportunity for you, and it can help you in the future in the long run with so many different opportunities that it gives.
Well, Haley, thank you for coming on the air with us this morning, and good luck the rest of the way with your internship.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciated it.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mara Dezine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.